Okay, you are welcome back to Bidama. In Bidamatra Sangha, in the books, chapter 1 explains about Chaita. Chapter 2 will explain Chaitasika and how Chaita and Chaitasika associate each other. Together with these Chaita and Chaitasikas are called Nama. Chaita and Chaitasika are called together Nama. Nama Rupa, Nama Rupa, as you see. Then chapter 3 deals with Rupa. According to the fundamental, I change chapter 6 to chapter 3. Then chapter 4, we explain chapter 4, that is a Pakenaka. According to comprehensive origin test, chapter 3 is Pakenaka. It's explained the root of mind, and the feelings of mind, the functions of mind, the dual of mind, and the object of mind, the base of mind. So maybe explain. Separately, we should learn these things. After that, in practical way, how to combine? So we must understand how to combine. Then, how to perform its function into our daily life. First, we must deal with the one after the other to have knowledge. After that, how to practice. So Bidamatra Sangha explained Chaitas first. Do you remember how many Chaitas? 89 and 121. That is just a classification. You may think so many classifications. That is a basically classification. If in other ways, it will be more and more. Not only 89, not only 121. That is a basic classification. Because you see, Abhidhamma deal with not only human being, all beings, all sentient beings and living beings, Abhidhammas find out, to cover all beings, not only human beings. The Buddha's teachings covered all beings. Why should we know? Why should be analyzed? To make sure there is no permanent entity, no spirit, no people's belief. After death, that there is a spirit remain. According to Indian philosophy, there is no Atman. The Buddha used there is no Atta. Only phenomena. Only phenomena. As long as there is a cause, it will arise. When cause ceases, all ceases. Nothing remains, ever changing. Cannot be say what is a permanent. We cannot define what is a permanent. Only durations are different. For example, flowers' duration, trees' duration is different. fruit situations are different. Flowers, you see, about 1 week and 2 weeks, no more. Fruit, maybe 1 month, or 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, remain. So duration is different. Nothing remains. Human beings also, some live longer, 100 years, 90 years. Some live 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you see. Durations are different. Everything have a duration. All plants also have duration. It is a duration. According to duration, they remain. Mountains remain longer. Trees are not like a mountain. So only duration, lifespan is different. But nothing permanent. Everything one day has come. Even every day, day after day, everything is changing. To realize such a thing, we can remove the idea of atta. To remove idea of atta. To remove the idea of permanent entity, eternality, the idea of eternality. To make it sure within us, only Chaita, Chaitasika, Rupa remain, not other things. Only Chaita, Chaitasika, Rupa arises within us. We are composed of Chaita, Chaitasika, Rupa, not other things. Within us, there is no permanent entity. There is nothing to be said as a spirit or as a Atta, as a permanent entity, there is nothing. If these things are united, energies appear, functions appear. If it's separated, no energy, no function. You see, even the watch, even the clock, how many things are united here, you see? The clock is, you see, showing the time. It must be have short hand and long hand. It is a phase, must be with the number. You see, there must be battery. They're united. All are working together. If we removed the two hands, how to know that it is, how to show it is a tie? Cannot show. There is only hand, there is no number, cannot be known, you see. There is no battery, you see, cannot move. If it's separated, these things, there is nothing, no energy. If it's united, it is energy and a function. Showing time. It's showed the times. So in this way, in our body also, like a clock, there's a battery, you see. Namarupa is working together. We have energy. This energy perform, become false and perform a dysfunction. Talking, listening, and other actions, eating, sleeping. You see, many actions perform. If it's separated, no energy, there's nothing remain. Do we see clearly? We must develop inside knowledge. To be see it clearly, we must develop inside knowledge, vipassana. So in Abhidhammata Sangaha, chapter 1, explain a citta divided into 89 and 121. It is serial numbers according to order. It mentioned first akusala citta. That is not a rising order in process, not a rising order. Just mention orders. In other aspect, in other point, other intention, the text mentioned first lobamula citta and akusala citta first. He has his special intention, but not arising order. Not arising order. In arising order is other way. In chapter 4 or Fundamental Vidama chapter 5, we explain mental process. It is arising order. According to arising order, that is a goal. Mind also has process. That's called process. Everything has a process. Not only mind. According to process, it is arises. It arises. Even when you grow a plant or a seed, according to process, it is grown up. Not immediately grown up. If you grow a seed on the soil, first root is cut down. Then shoot is up. Slowly, slowly you see changes. From shoot there's a leaf, then branch, seasonally flower and a fruit. That is a process. Mind also according to process, therefore mind is classified according to process. When you study chapter 5, Fundamental Abhidhamma, you will see it's the process. But I will explain earlier about that. According to process, which mind comes first? I want to explain the active minds, okay? On seeing, in our daily life, we see visible objects. We see visible objects, but we think we see the trees, a house, man, woman, that is imagine. Actually, we see mental object, visible object, what it can be seen. Dealing with it, we image many things, many different things we think we see. According to ultimate sense, seeing is the only one. That is a visible object. Visible object is a material quality. Okay, so a mental process. On seeing means, you see, visible objects are not mind, that is material qualities. Sensitive eye is material qualities. Visible object is object. Sensitive eye is base. So, in Pali it is called Vattu Aramana, Vattu Aramana. Base and object meeting together. When object come into contact with the base, mental base, sensitive eye. When visible objects come into contact to sensitive eye, we call that as a seeing. When these two meet, which chitta is come first, panchadwara vachana. So, adverting consciousness, maybe translations are different. Adverting consciousness and phaido, this is chitta is come. Did you study about this chitta? Not yet. There is a second ahituka chitta. Okay? And ahituka chitta will be explained this one soon. First, akusala chitta. Okay? Then, ahituka chitta. And ahituka chitta, this panchadwara vachana is kriya chitta. Kriya chitta is neither kusala nor akusala, no result of karma, just action. This chitta is because of the meeting of these two just appear. Just appear. This chitta is like the door, automated doors, you see. When you go to airport, there's automated door. When you approach this door, it's open. There's also the chemical, the temperatures produced by human bodies. You see, according to it, it is open. In this way, when visible objects come into contact to the sensitive eye, the doors open fast. That is a process. When you approach the automated doors open. That is the first process and the first one. After that, we enter in this way. When we see with our eye visible object, common language we have to say in this way. According to Vidama, we can say, when visible objects come into contact and sensitive eye, that is according to Vidama. According to common language, we can say, when we see visible, or when we see something with our eye, that is meaning. What is appear? Which is chitta? Come past. Panchadwara vachana. This panchadwara vachana is not the root. Lobha, dosa, moha, alobha, adosa, amoha. You will realize it soon. You will know soon. So, panchadwara vachana. That is attention. Attention consciousness. Attention and phaido. Not only I do, those are, you see, when entered, when come out, do means to enter, to out. To in, to out. You see, every door and common door also used for it. Here also, door is to enter, to get out. The objects enter, mind walk with the object, that is out, that is the meaning. Therefore, it is simply giving metaphorical terms, metaphorically used door. I is a door, and I door, ear also door because of dealing with the sound. Nose also do, tongue also do, body also do, because of internal object, external mind's contact. That is the meaning. So, panchadwara means five do. We have a five do's, sense five do's. What are five do's? Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. Metaphorically, it is, it can be do. What is the function of do? How to use the door? Everybody knows about that. Here is a door. The external objects come into, enter. External object enter. The internal mind is get out. Contact, that is just a contact. Not mind is out. Mind arises only inside. But this mind is walked with the object which is outside. Therefore, get out. Metaphorically used. While you are sleeping, you may hear a sound. What has happened? Your mind is go to sound. Is it that? When appear the sound, at that time, you think, oh, what a sound. That is a mind walk with the external object. When you get the smell, you may think about what is the smell, what kind of smell appeared. So you think about that. That is going out, but actually not going out. Because the object, external objects come into contact, due to that, mind rises. That is go out. So that is therefore it is a time the door. It's a time to do. So five doors. We have a five doors. Actually we have a six doors. Without using eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, just a mind. Just a mind also, you see, we think about. We close our eye. Ear also, we never listen. Smell not appeared. For example, yesterday things. Yesterday things are not present, you see. Yesterday thing, you image today. That is a just a mind. Not I do, not ear do, just a mind. That is a mind do. So all together, six doors in our body. Now this chaita is dealing with only five doors, not mind door, not concerning with the mind door, only five doors. This chaita is coming to being, like doors open, attention. Attention, the objects come fast. That is attention. Attention is a kind of one chaitasika here, together with the chaitasika. These chaitasika are avachana. Avachana means attention. It functions or chaita, this one. According to function, chaitasika classified. Quality, according to quality, according to function. According to characteristic, chaita is only one. Because of all chaita is just awareness of an object. Just awareness. That is talking about the only chaita, not talk about the chaitasika. If you say just awareness. But when chaita arises, the same time chaitasika, associated chaitasika also arise. One cannot walk. All are unity. You should understand all are unity, not alone. We have things, all are unity, you see. Even every day we drink, that drinking water also unity, you see. We call only water. That is the unity of the H2O, you see. According to scientists. In this way, According to Abhidhamma, this is a unity. But we say only Jada, we say only mind. In common language, is you see people say, I think, that is my thought, that is my idea. People say, talking about the Jadas. But they mention only one. I think, sometimes they I hate, I love, I like. This is talking about Jada and Jitasika, the unity. Cannot analyze, only one. They talking about it as a one. When you drink, use a coffee mix. You say always, I want to drink a coffee. But a 3-in-1, you see. So in this way, we only talk about one. This point in Jada. One philosopher is said, I thought, therefore I exist. He wanted to say, I thought, therefore I exist. But according to Buddhists, we say, I thought, it is a function of mind, not I. I thought, therefore there is mind. We can say there is a mind. Mind exists, you can understand. Whenever you see, you thought about that. Whenever you hear, you thought about that. Whenever you smell, you thought about that smell. Whenever you taste, you thought about the taste. You thinking about the taste, you see. Oh, that is sour, that is sweet. Then many, many things according to Sanya, you say, oh, sweet is not good for diabetes. Or salty taste is not good for the high blood pressure. So that things again, you see. This is a function of mind. Functions of Jada and Jitasika. According to experience, functions of mind. Even not such an experience that you don't know. Salty mind, salty taste, it's okay, I like a salty taste. If he does not know before Aliya, it's not a no Aliya, salty taste, is it too much, is it cause to increase our high blood pressure? So if he does not know, he may eat. Or sweet is not agree with the diabetic. If not know about that, if it does not know about that, I like a sweet, he will eat. He has no idea about the diabetes on those days. When I was young, I have no idea, I don't know about that. I think this, I'm weak, therefore if the blood, blood lines put it in my body, got into medicine, transfusion. So 30 years age, about 30 years blood transfusions I had. Now I got hepatitis C, but I don't know at the time. And when I was young, I was hospitalized, stay in hospital. About 1 month. On those days, there's no knowledge. Only one, the injections, only one injection is giving everybody, you see. All patients keep. Only one. Sorry?
Faith leader.
Faith leader.
Faith
leader. The same. Yeah? On those days, only peninsula is used. The whole rooms, you see, the whole words. So, they have no idea, they don't know about that. Therefore, patients also don't know. Now it is not like that, you see. If we don't know, no idea, we don't know. That is because mind also, before experience, sanya is noted. After that, no. When there is no sanyas appeared, no experience, cannot note. Functions of mind in this way. If you do not learn Abhidhamma, you may not know about these chaitas. After learning Abhidhamma, you can know these things. It's a knowing, not a knowing, ignorance and knowing, which is better. Before we are ignored. So knowing is better, you see. If we know something, whatever things, we know, we must know. If we don't know about our mental state, how dangerous in life, in samsara. If we don't know about the health conditions, how dangerous in this life. This is only dangerous in this life, not for future life. But if we don't know, if we ignored the Dhamma practice, it's dangerous in samsara also, you see. I don't know about the hepatitis C. Therefore, blood transfusion I accept. If we know, I never accept this one, you see. So in this way, that is very clear point. We should realize the nature, we should not ignore. Therefore, to learn Dhamma, to learn Abhidhamma is very, very important in our life. We must know our situation, we must know our mental state, we must know what it should be practiced. So okay, let me stop.